galvanized, about a 10-8 or 10-gallon tub with a cover on it.
Okay. If you fry eggs, you fry them in a...
In a frying pan.
Not a skillet?
No, not a skillet.
Not a spider?
Not anymore.
You used to call it a spider?
Yeah, by gum, well, they used to talk about spiders.
If you wanted to...
If it was cast iron, it was a skillet. Now, can you feature that?
But,
she had a cast iron skillet, and
she talked about a skillet too.
Yeah, and a steel frying pan.
Steel frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
But today a frying pan can be any material.
Yeah. Aluminum or stainless steel or.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was her spider? Is that cast iron too, or?
The spider was steel.
Steel.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't use the word frying pan. Or a frying pan and spider might be the same.
That were the same thing. She used them both.
I see. If she wanted to cook up some soap, she might do it in a
big iron kettle.
You wouldn't call it a pot.
That was a big iron kettle.
You eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And if you had some flowers growing out back in your garden, and you want to bring them inside, you say, I'm going to go out and the flowers.
And cut the flowers.
Cut them. Mm-hmm. And you bring them inside, you put them in a pretty
vase.
After the meal's over, the wife says, I'm going to have to
clear the table.
And then...
And then wash the dishes. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And after she washes them, there's soap on them, so she has to...
She has to rinse them.
So she, you might say she
rinses them.
And what's a piece of cloth that she washes them with? What do you call them? Cloth.
Dish rag.
And the cloth that she dries them with?
Is the dish towel.
And the cloth that you dry your face with?
That's a towel.
And you want water, you turn on the...
Turn on the faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider, you turn on the...
Turn on the spigot, you mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Whatever you'd use.
Yeah.
Outside, if you had a thing outside and you wanted to water the lawn, it's on the base.
The hose or the silcock?
Hook the hose up to the...
Hook the hose up to the silcock.
And if you had some liquid and you wanted to pour it in a bottle with a narrow opening, you better use a
funnel.
And if you want to make your horses go faster, you use your
whip.
Never called it a goad?
No.
Hickory or anything?
No, the goad is a straight stick that they jabbed the oxen with.
Oh.
They didn't use that. They never used a goad on horses.
Uh-huh. If you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries, the grocers have to put your groceries in a...
In a sack.
That's made out of paper?
Yeah, a paper sack. Or a carton. Yeah, whichever. If you had cartons on hand, you know, I'd park them in that.
If you bought 50 pounds of flour, it would be in a
cloth bag.
And you probably wouldn't say paper bag or cloth sack.
Oh, boy, you say such funny things.
You might say paper bag.
You might say paper bag, yeah.
And you might say cloth bag, or cloth sack, rather.
Pretty apt to say cloth sack.
How about potatoes would be in a 100-pound...
100-pound sack.
And that would be made out of what?
Out of cloth.
What kind of loosely woven cloth?
Well, burlap. Yeah.